Now, as well as taking part in the AAAS, Chris has been also finding time to visit the Massachusetts General Hospital to meet up with transplant scientist Professor Megan Sykes.
One of the biggest breakthroughs in the transplantation field has been the discovery of immunosuppressants. These are drugs that can partially switch off the immune system to prevent it from rejecting what the body sees as foreign tissue, or non-self, in a donor organ. But this comes at a cost, because the drugs are quite toxic, and immunosuppressed patients are also more vulnerable to infections and cancers. Instead, scientists have been searching for ways to persuade the immune system to accept the new foreign tissue in a donor organ as its own. Harvard's Professor Megan Sykes and her colleagues have now managed to do that by giving patients a partial bone marrow transplant collected from the same donor as the kidney they're receiving. Somehow, the new bone marrow re-educates the immune system so that it subsequently ignores the new kidney, and the patients no longer require any kind of immunosuppression.
Since the very first time that allogeneic transplants were performed, that means transplants from one individual to another, we've known that there's this rejection response that will destroy the graft unless something is done to prevent it. So the success of allogeneic transplantation in patients in the last quarter century or so has depended on the use of immunosuppressive drugs that suppress the immune system in a way that prevents the rejection of the graft.
There are some consequences of doing that, though, aren't there?
Yes. The trouble with that is that these immunosuppressive drugs suppress all immune responses so that the immune system is very generally compromised. And what that means is that the recipient is predisposed to develop infections and also cancers, malignant diseases, because it turns out the immune system is needed to protect us from developing cancers. And so these are very serious side effects. And in addition, there are a number of metabolic side effects associated with these drugs and other unpleasant side effects that people would like to avoid.
Why can't we reprogram the immune system to try to ignore what we're putting into the body and say that this kidney I'm putting in is friend, not foe, don't attack it?
Well, that's exactly what we have been attempting to do for quite a long time now, and that we seem to have achieved in a small group of patients on a pilot study. The approach that we have used involves the use of bone marrow, which contains cells that can form all of the blood-forming cells in the body. And it's been known for quite some many years now that if bone marrow of two different individuals exists in one recipient, that the donor bone marrow will educate the immune system in a way that allows the immune system to regard the donor as self. And so the situation that you just described is created. Any graft from that same donor is ignored because it looks like self. The immune system has been educated to think that that graft is self.
So what you're saying is that when you gave someone a kidney transplant, if you give them a bone marrow transplant at the same time, you can change what the immune system recognizes as friend and foe.
That's right. That's the idea. Now, what I've just described has been well established in animal models for a while now, and we have a pretty good understanding of how it works in the animal models. The problem is, how do you go from an animal model to patients? And patients who get organ transplants, in general, do quite well early on, especially in the first few years. Another problem that I haven't mentioned yet with organ transplants as it is performed is that despite all the chronic nonspecific immunosuppressive therapy, there's a late phase of graft rejection called chronic rejection that really hasn't been improved by all this immunosuppressive therapy. So many grafts are lost in the 5, 10, 15-year period after the transplant. If we had this state where the immune system is re-educated, as we've described, not only would we not need immunosuppressive drugs, but this more chronic type of rejection would also be prevented.
So could you just talk us through step by step what you did in the pilot study you've done with these patients?
Yes. What it involves is giving the recipient some chemotherapy, but at a dose that is well below the dose that is used in a conventional bone marrow transplant, and giving a drug that is an antibody that causes depletion of the rejecting lymphocytes, the T cells, in the recipient, and also affects the T cells in the donor bone marrow graft.
So you end up with a patient who, for a while at least, has got two types of bone marrow. They've got the donor who's going to give them, say, the kidney, mm-hmm. and they've got their own bone marrow as well.
Right, that's exactly right.
And then you put in the donor organ, and at that time the immune system now is being told, because the bone marrow is the same, don't reject this organ.
Right. So the kidney and the bone marrow are actually given at the same time, and the bone marrow is present in the circulation for a period of just a few weeks. And together, the bone marrow-derived cells and the kidney itself are doing some complex things that we're still trying to understand to re-educate the immune system and allow it to regard the kidney itself.
And in the patients that you've tested this on so far, what's been the outcome, and are things still working for them now?
We've done 5 patients in this pilot study, and 4 of them are currently doing very well. They've been off immunosuppression for a number of years. One is approaching 5 years, and their kidneys are being accepted despite the lack of any immunosuppressive drugs.
So you've proved that this can work, at least in a small scale, with kidney transplants. What about other organs, livers, hearts, lungs, things like that?
The timing of the protocol is such that the organ and the bone marrow need to be transplanted at exactly the same time, and yet the treatment of the recipient, the preparation for the transplant, has to begin 5 or 6 days beforehand. So you need to know ahead of time that you're going to do this transplant. So at the moment, this exact protocol limits us to live donors, and the types of organs that are transplanted from living donors right now include kidneys and partial livers and sometimes lungs. But hearts at the moment would not be relevant with this protocol. However, the overall idea certainly does work in animal models for any type of graft from the donor. And so one of the things that we're working on in our animal models is modifying the regimen so that it will be possible to time it in a way that any organ could be transplanted.
That was Professor Megan Sykes talking with Chris Smith in Boston earlier this week. Megan's the Associate Director of the Transplantation Biology Research Centre in the Massachusetts General Hospital. And the research she was describing was published recently in the New England Journal of Medicine.